Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, in case you missed it, the Zaniacs are dead. This might make some of you sad. You know, some of you might be like, I don't like hearing people fight. Oh, shit, I'm triggered. Some of you might be like, this is fucking awesome. I don't know. I just hope it engages you. I wanted you to hear it. I want as many people to hear it as possible. This was building over a long time. Many months this had been brewing, bubbling under, and for whatever reason, it culminated the way it did yesterday. I can't really, in the time that I'm giving myself here to explain this as to what is what I'm about to play for you, there's no way I can go back and try to piece this all together without you getting bored and disgusted. So if you know, you know. If you really want to know, ask me a question in the comments of whatever platform this show's on, or send me an email. I don't care. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. I'm always truthful, despite what Andrea here thinks. Oh, my God. Send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. So there you go. The Zaniacs are dead. They are no more. And we continue on. I hope you enjoy this, or at least find it entertaining, and have a good one. Oh, one more thing. Sign up for Patreon, patreon.com/ericzane, if you aren't a psychopath and you want the show to grow. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That is a very important aspect to keeping the show alive and keeping the lights on around here. Your $5 or $10 donation gets you plenty of content, even more content than what I give you on the free podcast each week. Okay. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye. Up the podcast week, technically, well, in terms of the last thing live that I'm going to do, unless if there's some crazy thing that needs to be addressed, but I don't foresee that happening. So, but still plenty more to do and publish on the Patreon. I still have to publish the Lost Zane recordings for you. I just published the Insane Asylum and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast from last night. And I decided that for today on the Patreon, I am going to attempt to do an Ask Me Anything. This is the perfect time to do this, because right now, everything's fucked. With that in mind, I figured it would be perfect for people to ask me questions that perhaps maybe could get some insight about whatever you would like to discuss, or at least ask about and get my point of view. So as the audience builds here and gets started on this edition of the show, I'm looking at the comments and I will review them. And if you have any, it could be a question about something very simple or about radio. It could be a question about all of the drama that is going on right now. I have this huge, huge, it's a pocket of audience members who are super, super pissed with your old pal Eric Zane. So if they have questions, or if you have a question about that, now's the perfect time to get it all out in the open. Terry asks, Okay, so maybe some light ones to get the fun started. What's in that little pouch under your chin? You know, I've got the camera set up at an angle, Terry, so that it isn't as prominent. That's horrible. I'm trying like hell to reduce that. No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm not trying at all. If I were trying, I'd be having some type of results by now, but I still eat like such an asshole. It's primarily on the back half of the day, though, Terry, but thank you. Megan says that drama makes me anxious. Yeah, you're telling me. Friends, I'm over here. Switzerland. Was nice to see Kate, Kenny, and Chris B this morning. Well, that's very good. Travis says, I haven't listened in a while. Sounds like I need some catching up to do. Aram says, number one, if you could go back in time to the start of the WVBL days, knowing what you know now, would you do anything different in your building of relationships with your listeners? Knowing what I know now. What do you mean? Maybe a little bit more clarification on that. You mean, like, if I would have been able to look and into my crystal ball into like where I am now in the world, would I have been a little bit less accessible? Is that what you're trying to get in? Brandon, you haven't missed anything. Well, if I would have known that ultimately it was going to result in this type of meltdown like we're having right now. Well, no, I would have. But that's not really my nature. You know, my nature is to kind of, I like being that way and in that type of way and welcoming people and being accessible. I actually find that to be acceptable. That's what I enjoy. That's kind of my makeup. So, no, I guess I wouldn't do anything different. If so, how would you have gone about it instead? Well, there you go. I wouldn't have changed anything. Do you think you would have progressed as quickly? Do you care if it would have been a slower rise if you know you would not have to deal with all this? No, you know, well, it wasn't much of a rise. I mean, I had a pocket of people that were super passionate and, you know, doing whatever they could to help the show. And, you know, was appreciated. But it obviously, I mean, I don't know what ultimately, if you broke it down on a schematic level, how it's all fallen apart with that group of people. I don't know if I could put a finger on it as to what caused it. All I can do is look back and answer any questions. So if you have any questions about any of that, that's why I'm here on an AMA style of the Patreon bonus podcast. Don't be shy. Just leave a question and I'll try to get to it. Kevin says, let's hear the story of that fart got to me with the NFK. You know what? Let me hang on to that one. I might. It depends on how much traction we get on the questions for the Ask Me Anything. And please, permission to speak freely and ask me a bold question about very specific things. It matters not to me. I am an open book, and I would love to be able to provide some insight that maybe I haven't been able to provide before because no one's talked to me. Here be Rabbit. I think that's Travis, right? Trevor? Travis? I forget. It's been so long. Yeah, there's been a massive butting of heads between me and a number of Zaniacs. And we don't get along anymore. And they think it's all my fault. And I think it's all their fault. So that's where we are. Trevor, that's it. Would you ever invite Julius to do the Ben and Eric podcast with you? No. No, I wouldn't. Terry writes, I'm late. Did I miss anything good? I'm sorry. Terry writes, I'm down 45 pounds instead of a fat guy. I look like a weird fat guy. Okay. Kevin said, if you were given 24 hours to live, what would you do with your last day? I would try to spend time with those near and dear to me. I'd get in the RV and start picking people up. Okay? And then just drive to where they are. Get, all right, come on, let's go. It's the last day. And when I die, one of you has to take over the RV. Adam J. writes, it's not your fault. You found a bunch of stalkers. Oh, boy. Trevor writes, I always wonder if Eric knew how the WBBL situation was going to play out. If he would have just gone ahead with the podcast from the get-go with all attention and support he had from the FBHW ordeal. You mean like if I knew? I was very, very excited to be on the radio, and I didn't for a second think that I was going to have anything other than wild success, at least to start. But then after the Kyle shit hit the fan, that was my first indication that this was not going to work. But at that point, I was already too late. If I look back on it, would I have done things differently and started podcasting instead of doing radio? No. No, because a lot of great things happened then. And whatever. I ended up being able to do the podcast, so it's all good. Adam J., what's up with the talk about legal action from Nick and Mike? I do not know. I have removed myself from Zaniacs United. I don't want anything to do with the group anymore. It's stressing me out big time. So I'm out. I don't know if they're talking about it. Okay, whatever. I guess I get sued. I don't even know what you're talking about. Probably good that I don't. It'll just stress me out. Let's see. Brandis writes, I don't have any questions on that drama. Those involved have made it pretty clear where the problem stems. In my opinion, those who can't let dead dogs lie are just trying to stoke the fire, done and done. Terry says they should be here. Okay. Brandis says, sorry, that wasn't a question. Oops. All right, keep them coming. I'm counting on you. Write them in right here on the feed, and I would love to answer a question about anything at all. Doesn't matter. Ask away. Aram writes, what were the most significant incidents that happened when you were on the radio in the FBHW days that inspired you to carry a gun? It was a lot of the mass killings. That's where that unfolded. I definitely had a pistol license when I was with that show. And there was a policy in place that you couldn't bring a pistol into the building. And I broke that policy. So there was one. There's always been a policy. I don't even know why people bother getting fucking pistol licenses, it seems, because you can't take them anywhere. Trevor writes, do you think a lot of your problems with the audience are because you make yourself so accessible to them in real life? Everyone feels entitled to your time, and you can't always deliver. I don't know. I can't. Yeah, I have a hard time even putting one thing on it. But over time, I did start to feel like there was just a little too much access, and I think that it started to bother me. And I think if I'm guilty of anything, I should have just sat down and said, hey, I don't want this anymore. But it's kind of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So this was bound to happen, this mass exodus. And, you know, obviously I'm doing something right if you're still here and I haven't offended you. So do you, if you're sitting here watching this, do you think you like watching a psychopath Am I a crazy person who hates people? You know, I mean, there you go. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Mike Pellerito writes, I record my calls, FYI. Always have. Don't dance around your threat made. No, I'm not publishing it, but I have it. Well, first of all, young man, if you know so much about the legal world, you should always inform people when you're recording their calls. Otherwise, it's inadmissible. So if that's what you're suggesting, congratulations. Next of all, if you're talking about a threat, I absolutely threaten you. I said, stay away from me. You've been warned. I'll be screenshotting all of this. That's what I told you. So that's not dancing around my threat. Go ahead, publish it. I don't give a shit what you do. I absolutely threatened you with, I will sue you if I feel like you are harassing me. I don't have to take harassment from you. Okay? And then I called you a goddamn stalker. So what? What do you got now? Nothing. Yeah, Pellerito's a fucking maniac. Okay? I can't deal with him. I had it out with him yesterday. He's completely lost his shit. And so that's it, you know. If he wants to address it on the front lawn one day, perhaps we can work something out. And a fight to the death. That would be great, wouldn't it? No. I'm actually glad you're here. I thought I'd draw your ass out. In fact, I'm going to call you. I record my calls. Who gives a shit? I put my calls in the podcast. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Go first. Start us off. What do you got?
I'm not getting into that.
Why not? You just wanted to. You just wrote something, tough guy. Go ahead. Everybody's listening, so go ahead. Have at it.
Nothing to say. I said, keep me.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. You've got bashful on me, Mike? This is interesting.
I'm bashful, but I've always been passive. I've always been distant.
Ah, you're not that passive. You're over here talking shit. Now go ahead. Go for it.
I just called you out for saying that you didn't know anything about that legal action threat that you made last night.
Mike, be a man. You're a pussy, okay? You're a pussy. Be a man and say what you want to say.
I'm a 50-year-old man doing what a 50-year-old man should.
Mike, hold on. Wait a second, like tough guy. Wow, look at that. Oh, no. Wow. That's interesting. Mike comes in here, talks shit, and then, hold on. Let me get him back on. What are we doing here? Wait a second. I can record my calls, too.
Hey, everybody. Robot here.
Hey, Mike.
Tellerito is unavailable to take this call at
Mike,
moment.
Mike!
He thanks you for reaching out and making him feel important. Please leave your name and number, and I'll make sure he gets the information. He will call you back as soon as possible. I will now transfer you to the tone coordinator for further instruction.
Okay, there we go. So that psychopath just made an appearance. What more information do we need? Hold on. Hello.
Hello, are you podcasting right
yes,
now?
I am podcasting.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get done, come down because Grayson wants to show you he can jump off the board by himself.
Okay, I will do that. Tell him I'll be done. I'm just having a little feel-good moment here.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, I love you.
You love you too, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so when you all are with Tough Talk and Mike Pellerito today, or tomorrow, whatever, I gave him the opportunity to say whatever he wanted to say. I am not hiding from anything. Mike's a gutless child, okay?
Hey, everybody. Robot here.
Hold on. Andrea's getting involved. Let's bring her in here. All right. We're getting it all out. I'll be a little more respectful with Andrea.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea. What's up?
So, I tried calling you earlier. We must have been on...
No, I blocked your number. I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well... I want to let everybody know that I got the police phone call.
Police phone call?
That day that Dean showed up.
Okay.
You want to tell everybody the lie, or you want me to explain it to them?
No, go for it.
Okay, well, did you or did you not say that you called the police when you pulled in the driveway and hung up when you saw it was Dean?
Yes, I did that. The phone rang.
Okay, you said that, and then you said that they called you back. Did you or did you not?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then why does a police phone call, public record, have you calling them after Dean left?
Yeah, that's true.
So you lied to us all.
I don't know. I don't even remember what I told you.
You just admitted to me what you told me, and we have you on the podcast telling everybody.
Yes, of course I called the police on Dean. Who wouldn't?
Yes, but you didn't call. You lied to us all about the call. You told me, told everybody else you called, and they called you back.
They did.
And no, they didn't. No, they didn't.
And then they. And
you
then,
called them, Eric. You called them.
Wait a second.
After Dean left,
yes.
You called them.
Yeah. There's three phone calls. One I called, two they called me back, and then three I called them. Right, that's what I said.
They didn't call you back.
No.
You didn't call to begin with.
No, that's not true. I called and then...
You didn't.
Well...
Because there's no record of it, honey.
Well, listen, you got to quit interrupting me. If we're going to get anywhere with this...
Oh, you don't like to be interrupted. Well, you interrupted Mike. You talked right over his ass.
Oh, that's not true. You're going
to
have to...
Yes, you did. I was listening.
Well, I'm sorry. I see it one way. You see it the other way. I guess we'll agree to disagree.
Well, video evidence and audio will just prove it because anybody can go back on this free Patreon and see that you talked right over them.
Well,
they have fucking ears.
All right, whatever.
To hear it.
All right. You're right. I talked over them. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is what is exactly this proof?
This proof is a fucking phone call that you said, hey, yes, I just wanted to call because I am concerned about this.
Yeah.
And he left. He left 10 minutes ago. He left however many minutes ago. And you lied to us all saying that you fucking called the police when you saw his car. They called you back and they were concerned. This is what you fucking told me in my ear. You lied in my fucking ear. And I thought we were friends, Eric. And you threatened my fucking Zaniac page. Whenever this went down.
No, we're not
fuck
friends.
You. It's gone.
Oh.
You are off.
Oh,
it.
Wait a minute.
You're
wait
off.
Oh, no, don't
you
go.
Listen, you ain't supposed to fucking be there to begin with. And I felt nice and let you have that because you needed an unofficial page on the radio.
Yep, yep.
And then Lori took over your official page.
Okay. Get it all out.
You weren't even, yeah.
Get it all out. I know. It doesn't, I don't really know what exactly
you
point
fucking
is.
Lied to me. I'm supposed to, I slept fucking 30 feet away from you.
Okay.
In Florida. Your daughter's babysat my kid.
We didn't even want you there. But anyway.
Then she don't fucking invite me because I didn't invite myself there.
You drank too much. I can't believe how much you drank. I mean, I remember the empty bottle. Oh, it was horrible.
I drink.
Oh, God. Anyway. Well, getting back to your original point, which it doesn't prove, who gives a shit when I called? The original point
well,
was...
Well, you're lying to everybody.
I'm not
lying. To make yourself look good.
So you're telling me...
You lied to me to manipulate me to bump Dean out of the group. I'm not
No. I wanted Dean out of the group.
I might be a stoner. Because... I might be a fucking pothead.
Right.
I drink. I fucking smoke pot. Yeah. I'm not a moron.
Right. So anyway, what I was getting at, though, is, yeah, okay, so what? Who cares when I called? The point is I called because a goddamn guy was at my house.
Well, the person that you called on, you've invited to your home very many times, and Diana was in on the whole chainsaw massacre on Halloween.
Yep.
So your point of that, of him coming over with all that, is bullshit because your wife was in on it.
Uh-huh.
You guys call me, you both call me to try to say, oh, woe is us. Well, Dean is such a stalker. He's harassing us. He's not.
You're not very good at
this. You're trying to make a case for that, to get him out. For what reason, I don't know.
Well, whatever. At the end of the day, I don't give a shit. I don't like Dean. I don't like you. So why don't y'all just fuck off?
Well, then you need to tell him that personally instead of making it a fucking public.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Fight.
I tell him that all the time.
Why?
He can go fuck himself, and so can you. You can go fuck each other. I don't give a
don't
shit.
Don't fuck a big black dick because I know you want to.
Okay. All right. Maybe. I like black dick. Do any more of you fucking assholes want to ask questions personally? I would love it. What is it? Who gives a shit? The way it went down was I called. As soon as I saw his ugly fucking face, I hung up. They called back saying, you need any help? No, I don't. Click. 10 minutes later, there was a lunatic in front of my house. Now, whatever the fuck she's talking about, I have no idea. But I'm glad she brought it up. She did better than poor Mike. Let's get back to that. What the fuck was that all about? Oh, Megan, you hang in there. It's going to be okay. Linda says you should see the string of texts Dean sent Diana that she hasn't replied to. I have. Yeah, that was just more evidence about that bullshit. Oh, my God. Anyway, still, as this unfolded, I went ahead and apologized to Dean about that because I wanted it to all just end. Then I see he's still talking shit about me. So then that's when I said, oh, fuck this shit. I don't need him. Fuck that guy and fuck all of this. So Andrea can go fuck herself. Pellerito can go fuck himself. Dean, Nick, all you guys can go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit about you. Okay? Publish your... What the fuck? Public record? Who gives a shit? You're all a bunch of fucking lunatics. Okay? Every single one of you. And I'm just glad that I've got this group here who still realizes that I'm not a fucking madman. Now, that was awesome, by the way. Let me just tell you, that was spectacular. I am so glad that she worked up the courage to be part of this show. That was excellent. No kidding. I mean, I told her to go fuck herself, but at the same time, that was fucking gold. Everybody loves that shit. I can't tell you how happy I am about this. Holy shit. Whew. I need more. I am not done. I don't want this to end. Fucking sweet. All right. Well, if any more of those brave souls have the nerve to, you know, come up to me and talk to me, I welcome that. So far, I've had one, Andrea, with the nerve to step into the squared circle and duke it out. I give her all the credit in the world. Okay? And, you know, I mean, we were hanging and banging. We were trading blows like a couple of titans. Pellerito turtled on the deal. And I can't, this is not a man. All right. Obviously, only a woman can handle this. This is a job for a Zaniac woman who's pissed off and wants to step into the squared circle with the Almighty. Adam says, is this the airing of the grievances? Correct. Correct. I knew I could do it. I knew I could do it. All right. John Domingo is here. Hello, John. Now, John, you can't tell me that this isn't gold. This is spectacular. We've got some side fights as Kate, I think, wants to kick some ass. It's a little lower level fight. I'll let that unfold on its own. I appreciate all of the honesty. I honestly don't know what the fuck she's talking about lying. And even if it was, even if I did say I lied, so what? That doesn't change anything. The point was, I don't give a shit. I still called the cops because the fucking weirdo's at my front yard. Jesus Christ. Who wouldn't? So who are the admins of Zaniacs United? Well, that's the problem, Brandis. You got three psychopaths who run the fucking thing, who hate me. Andrea, Pellerito, oh, what a pussy that guy is. And Nick, who gives a fuck about Nick? God knows. Jesus, the way he smokes, he's going to have fucking lung cancer in about a fucking month anyway. I see you're smoking again, ding dong. All right. John says, Boomer Bob, I missed most of it too. I'll have to go back and listen. You're going to love this shit, John. You are going to love this shit. Kate says, I'm in Michigan. Come find me and we can chat. So there might be a fucking fight. Jersey girl versus corn-fed Michigan Wayland chick. Maureen says Zaniacs divided is more accurate. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that fucking page. And if you're on it, leave. Fuck those guys. And Pellerito, you're a fucking gutless coward. I care not to talk about it. You fucking pussy. Holy shit. Well, that is my time for today. This has been excellent. I will talk to you on Monday. I'm going to go enjoy my grandkids swimming. Don't come over, please. Don't come over. Till next time, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.